This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Here's some advice for all you stockbrokers out there. If you get into trouble, try not to embarrass yourself with your defense. Brian was a stockbroker who worked for an investment firm in San Diego, California. He was convicted of securities fraud in connection with a pump-and-dump scheme where he and other brokers pushed inexpensive stocks to artificially increase their value and also made unauthorized purchases and trades in their clients' names without telling them. The other brokers, including Brian's brother, entered into plea agreements, but Brian decided to fight and ended up being sentenced to 36 months in prison in order to pay $200,000 in restitution. He appealed, claiming the lower court should have held a hearing as to whether he knew about Rule 10b-5, which makes it a federal crime to defraud clients or mislead them about their investments. But a unanimous three-judge panel found it inconceivable that an experienced stockbroker would be ignorant of such a basic rule. Oliver Wendell Holmes, who said ignorance of the law is no excuse, also said a man is usually more careful of his money than his principles. This is Neil Chayette, Looking at the Law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.